All right. Well, good to see you. Thank you. Good to see you. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, sit down. Sit down. Amen. Is this on or this one? All right. Is this all right? Is this okay? All right, can you hear me okay? Usually, you know, you have a... College students never cease to amaze me. It's awesome. Let me see it again. I have no idea what that is, but it's funny. All right, amen. That is good. My wife, oh, we got some over here, the wave. That's it, the wave is what it is. My wife said to tell you, Merry Christmas. Every time I preach in chapel, she tells me to tell you something. And so she said, tell you Merry Christmas from my wife. And so Merry Christmas from her. And I'm glad to see you today. Boy, tonight's the Chicago Lights activity, right? That is an awesome activity. That is awesome. You're going to love it if you've never been. If you have been, you're going to love it. And again, it's great. I love it. We used to do that, and it's a great time up there in Chicago. Chicago, if you stay out of the ghettos, it's a beautiful city. Amen. How many of you have ever made a decision for the Lord and you didn't keep it? All right, those of you who did not raise your hand, you just lied, okay? Let's try this again. How many of you have ever made a decision for the Lord and you didn't keep it? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, that's more like it. Bunch of sinners out here. Amen. I'm going to preach today on how to deal with temptation, because the temptation comes, especially at the holiday time, a lot of temptation. And how to deal with temptation. 1 Thessalonians, if you will, please. 1 Thessalonians. I got to find my glasses. There they are. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're still looking, say, oh me. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Let's read it out loud together. Ready? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the thing is, we all face temptation, and the problem is that many times we're trying to fight the temptation in the wrong way. So I'm going to help you today, okay? And some of you are going to help me too, amen. And so you're going to help me today, and I'm going to help you today learn about how to deal with temptation. The Bible says that we are made of three parts. How many?
Three.
How many?
Three.
I give you a hint. All right. We're made of how many parts?
Three.
How many?
Three.
Y'all can count. Ready?
One, two, three.
Okay. You learned something at college, didn't you? Amen. All right. So we're made of how many parts?
Three.
I put one hand up and everybody, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. How many?
Three.
Three parts. The body, the soul, and the spirit. What is it?
Body, soul, spirit.
We're made of how many parts?
Three.
The
body, soul, spirit.
Bible just says so right there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. It says, your whole body, soul, and spirit be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. So we are made of how many parts?
Three.
And they are the?
Body, soul, spirit.
Okay, now let me give you some deep truth here. Everybody put your hand up like this. Take your other hand like this. No, don't go like this. Right. Yeah, man, come on, preacher, brother. All right. Put your hand up like this. Put your other hand like this. And the body is a part you can touch. Whoa, revelation, huh? Okay. So the body is a part you can The body is a part you can touch. Okay, the soul of man is a part that communicates with people. Okay, so the soul is a part that talks to
people.
Well, sometimes people talk to their dog and their cat and everything else, but your soul is that part that communicates with
people.
Are you with me here?
People,
all right? The body is a part you can
touch.
The soul is a part that communicates with
people.
And then we have a spirit. Now, the thing is, before you're saved, the Bible says your spirit is dead because we're dead in trespasses and sin. But when you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in and revives our spirit, makes our spirit alive. And our spirit is that part of us that communicates with God, all right? The spirit is communicates with
God.
The Bible says that when we die, the spirit goes to God because it is God's and all of that, okay? So, we have how many parts of man?
Three.
How many?
Three.
Body is a part you can
touch.
The soul is a part that communicates with and the spirit is part that communicates with
God.
Oh, now we have three enemies, the Bible says. We have three enemies. We have the world, the flesh, and the devil. What are they? We have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The Bible says in James chapter 4 and verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So our first enemy is the first enemy is the
world.
First enemy is the
world.
I held my hand up. You said three. Okay. Our first enemy is the
world.
All right. Now, when we're talking about the world, we're not talking about the earth itself. Okay. The world doesn't attack, and I'll get to that later. Second enemy is the flesh, all right? Second enemy is the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So the second enemy is the first one is the second one. Third one is the devil. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary or your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, we have how many parts to us?
Three.
How many?
Three.
We have a what?
Body, soul, spirit.
And the body is a part you can
touch.
Oh, you're not doing it with me. The body is a part you can
touch.
The soul is a part that communicates with
people.
The spirit is a part that communicates with
God.
We have three enemies: the
world, the flesh, and the devil.
The world, the flesh, and the devil. That is not your roommate. All right. So I have three enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, I better just get back to the Bible. Amen. So what, you know, so we have three parts of us. We have three enemies, and these enemies, let's know what they are. The world is pride, the love of power, popularity, love of money, materialism, and all that. So when someone gets proud, that's the world. You know, the world says, be proud. Anybody with me here? The love of money, oh my soul, is that what the world teaches us? You don't know what the love of money is because you don't have any. You're a college student. That's not a problem here, okay? Popularity. Oh, my soul. Everybody wants to be popular, well-known, want to be famous. They go on that, what is that, America's Got Talent? And they get up and do something stupid. They want to be famous. They want everybody to know them, everybody to see them. That's the world. The world says, man, be full of pride. Love money. Be popular. Boy, have everybody know you. That's the world. And so the world attacks us by trying to get us to be popular, trying to get us to have pride, trying to get us to fall into the love of money and materialism. Are you following me here? All right. So then the world is our first enemy. What's the second enemy? The flesh. The flesh. The flesh is things like adultery, lust, idolatry, envy, hatred, strife, murders, drunkenness, rock music. Oh, my soul. How'd that get in there? All these things are the flesh attacking us, all right? Hate is a fleshly thing. That's what the Bible says. Lust. I'll get to all this in a little bit. So our first enemy is?
World.
Second one?
Flesh.
The world wants us to be popular, have pride, love money. The flesh wants us to drink alcohol, get drunk, revel, party, all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about. The third one, the devil. Okay? The devil. Now, when the devil comes and he tempts us, the devil does one thing. You know, the devil does not come up and grab you and hit you and make you do stuff. You say, oh, the devil made me do it. You know, the devil, the Bible says he walks around as a roaring lion. Wow, you're all out here. Up there, it's very bright. It's hard to see you. And after seeing you, I'm going back up there. The devil doesn't come along and say, hey, you! I'm trying to, I'm going to, pow, pow, pow! The devil doesn't do that. But Brother Gutierrez was all, this crazy old man's beating me up. What's going on? Ah! The devil, the way the devil tempts us is he questions God's word. He questions God's word. In the Garden of Eden, what did he say to Eve? He said, yea, hath God said? Is that really what God meant? Did God really mean that? Is that what God said? He starts questioning God's word. And by the way, you know, the devil would love for you to start questioning God's word. You really have to live that way? You know, are you really supposed to go knock on doors? You know, who's going to get saved? Going to get saved. You're going to get saved whether you like it or not. Hello? He comes and he starts questioning. He starts questioning. He starts getting you to doubt your salvation. Did you really get saved? By the way, did you say the exact words you're supposed to say when you prayed? As a pastor, I have people come to me, Pastor, I don't know if I'm saved. I said, why do you think you're not saved? Well, when I accepted the Lord, I don't know if I said the right words. You know, the thief on the cross, he just said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That worked. Hello? He didn't know the right words to say. All he knew is, I'm dying on the cross. I don't want to go to hell. Remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Hello? Anybody with me? But the devil comes and questions everything. Did you really? Is that true? Is that what the Bible really means? Is that what the Bible says? When I was a student here, but Dave, you probably remember this. I don't know if you were here when that happened because he's so young. But us old guys, there's a thing going on through the college where these guys got the idea they could be sinlessly perfect. You remember this? Oh, they got to where we can grow in grace so much that we'll never sin. And, oh, they were going through the college and talking about it and everything. And one guy walked up to me, McSpadden, how long has it been since you sinned? I said, probably about 5 minutes, man. Probably. I don't know. You know, he said, I haven't sinned for 3 days. I said, you just blew it because you're proud, brother. All right. So, the devil comes and he starts to try to twist the scripture and say, yea, hath God said, is that really what it means? Is that really true? And so the devil comes and he questions God's word and tries to put doubt in our mind about the word of God. Are you following me? How many parts of man?
Three.
Women too, by the way. All right. How many parts to us?
Three.
Body,
soul, spirit.
The body is a part you can
touch.
Y'all slacking off on me here. The body is a part you can
touch.
The soul is a part that communicates with
people.
And the spirit's a part that communicates with
God.
We have three enemies. The
world, flesh, and devil.
The world tries to get us to be popular and to be proud and to want money and materialism. The flesh. Yeah, I almost forgot which one. The flesh. That one, to get drunken and smoke and get addicted and be immoral and all that. That's the flesh. And then the devil. He tries to tempt us by what? What is it?
Questioning
God's word. Now, here's the thing. All of these enemies don't attack all of us. Now, we understand the devil is behind all of it. All right? You understand that. He's behind all of it. He's behind the world and all that. But he uses these other things. But we have here different ones attack us. All right? Different ways. So, we have what? The
world. Flesh.
You don't even know what I'm asking, do you? I don't know what you want. Three parts of us. How many? The body. Y'all are mixed up. There are how many parts to us?
Three.
How many?
Three.
And they are the
body,
the soul, and the spirit. The body is a part you can. The soul is a part that communicates with. And the spirit's a part that communicates with
God.
We have three enemies. The
world,
the flesh, the devil. The world tries to make us, we'll just say proud because it's easy to remember, okay? The world tries to make us and the flesh tries to get us to do bad. All right? And then the devil, he does what? He questions God's word. Now, here's the thing. The flesh does not attack the soul. It attacks the body. Are you following me? So which enemy attacks the body?
Flesh.
Which enemy attacks the body? The world doesn't attack the body, it attacks the soul. What does the world attack? The world attacks the
soul.
What's the world attack? And the devil attacks our spirit. What's the devil attack?
Spirit.
Okay, so let's see how you're doing. You got how many parts of us?
Three.
Three, all right. And they are the
body, soul, spirit.
The body is a part you can. The soul talks to.
People.
The spirit communicates with.
God.
We have three enemies.
The
world tries to get us to be
proud.
The flesh tries to get us to be bad. And the devil does, he questions God's word. Now, which enemy attacks the body? The flesh. Which enemy attacks the soul? The world. Which enemy attacks the spirit? Man, you know what? If this was a final exam, you would get an A. Another day, another A, all right? I'm going to turn into the academic office an A for every student in chapel. Amen? What do you think, Brother Dave? They can get a, you can get an A for chapel. It doesn't count as a credit, but you get an A anyway. By the way, I'll give a shout out to the academic office. Leslie Adstrid, Brother Campbell, and Brother Stubblefield, they work 160 hours a week to take care of you folks. You ought to be good to them. Take them out to lunch or something. Amen. Leslie, I don't know where you are, but I'll expect that 10 bucks afterwards, all right, for the shout out. Okay, so we're made of how many parts?
Three.
Three. They are the? The body is a part you can.
God.
The soul is a part that communicates with.
People.
The spirit's a part that communicates with
God.
We have three enemies. The
world,
the flesh, the devil. The flesh attacks the
body.
The world attacks the
soul.
And the devil attacks the
spirit.
Now, here's what we're going to get to. There's a message here. And this is where I'm going to have to get some of you to help me here. All right. All right, I need I need some folks to come up here and help me here. What's that? Jordan and Whitney. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come right up there. These folks are getting engaged. Oh, no, they're already engaged. They're getting married. Amen. All right, I need, where's Nathaniel? Nathaniel Benson, come on up here. All right, who else? I need somebody else to help me up here. Okay, come on up here. I need two more here to help me out. The folks in the back are always neglected. Give me two guys from the back there. Two guys from the back. All right, good, excellent. Okay, you guys move over there. Y'all stay right there. Okay, now, you say, what happens? Which enemy attacks the body? Which enemy attacks the soul? Which enemy attacks the spirit? Okay, so, you are going to be the body. And you are the flesh. Now, when the flesh attacks the body, get ready. The practice for marriage. Get your fist up there. Get your fist up there. Tell him, you better straighten up. Tell, yeah, you tell him. Straighten up or I'm going to whack you. I'm trying to get him ready for marriage here, all right? Put the fist up there, all right? So when the flesh attacks the body, the way we defeat the flesh is this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, flee fornication, every sin that the man doeth without the body, but he's committed fornication, sinneth against his own body. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Now here's what happens. The flesh is going to attack the body. The way you defeat the flesh is you flee. What do you do? Flee. You run. Okay? So get your fist up. Get ready to hit him. And what do? That will never do. You have to fear for your life. She's mean. She's tough. You can tell. Look at those fists. She's ready. Don't let that smile fool you. She is mean. So when I say that the flesh attacks the body, you flee, you run for your life. Okay?
All
right. Just take off. Okay, so when the flesh attacks the body, what do? Run! 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 Good, you did good. Come back up here, Jordan. Come back up here. Now she's going to offer you a drink of alcohol. She's going to offer you a beer. Okay, so offer him a beer. Offer him a beer. What does he do? Flee! I notice he did not run as far this time. Come back up here, Jordan. This time the flesh is going to offer you tobacco and drugs and all that. So offer him the tobacco and the drugs. What do you do? What's he do? Okay, come on back, Jordan. You'll be worn out, man. Now, here's the thing. You see, you cannot stick around and overcome the flesh by willpower. If you're struggling with cigarettes, you can't keep a pack of cigarettes around and go, I will not smoke, I will not smoke, I will not smoke, I won't do it. You'll smoke. It's right there. You got to get rid of it. Am I making sense to you? If you struggle with alcohol, you struggle with addiction, you can't keep it there and say, I will overcome this, I will overcome this, I will overcome this. No, you don't do that. What you have to do is you have to get rid of it. You got to run. You got to flee. That's one reason why it's not good for a guy and a girl who are not married to be alone in a car. You know why? Because he's driving along, and she's over there, and she's wearing that perfume, come and get me number five on. And driving down the road, and the wind is blowing in her long blonde hair, and the moonlight is out, and he goes, I will not kiss her. I will not kiss her. Oh, yes, he will. You just got to flee. You got to stay away from it. Are you following me here? So when the flesh attacks the body, what do you do?
Flee.
What do you do?
Flee.
All right, then. When the world... when the world attacks the soul, you use your faith. The Bible says in 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God is overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So how do you overcome the world? By... and you say, how do I get faith? Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When the world tries to get you to be proud and want you to be popular and seek material things and love money, then what do? You use your faith. All right? So you're going to be the world. You're going to be a Christian. All right? So what is it? How's he going to overcome the world? Through... through what?
Faith.
Faith is dependence on God. Faith. You use faith. You get, okay, how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to hear the preaching. You got to listen to it. By the way, preaching will help increase your faith. If you don't listen to good preaching, you won't increase your faith. And so, may I use you for a minute, Brother John? Do you mind? Brother Francis here is a preacher. Amen. How many of you help him up in the north side of Chicago? Amen. All right. So he's a preacher. So whenever the world is tempting you, say, tell him, be proud. Look, be popular. Man, love money. You don't need to go to church. Work that extra shift. Yeah, get that money. Don't you want a nice car? Yeah, you don't need... look, if you would drop out of college, you would have a lot more money. Now, what happens when the world attacks the soul? Then what do? You got to increase your faith, so you got to listen to preaching. So preach to him.
You got to do right.
Let him have it. Preach to him. And so he's got power now to overthrow the world. So he throws the world down the steps. All right, now, thank you. You guys just stand over there. Thank you, Brother Francis. I appreciate it. Then the devil. Jordan back there are two big boxing gloves. Okay, which one? Oh, he's the devil. All right. When the devil comes and he tries to make you doubt the word of God. Hold on. Run right here. The Bible says that when the devil attacks the spirit, you fight. The Bible says in James chapter 4 and verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, Jesus fought the devil and he quoted God's word. And so what do? When you resist the devil, you fight him. Is that in order? Put it on, man. Okay, hold it up. How do you defeat the devil? How do you defeat the devil? And so the devil comes and says, yea, hath God said?
Yea, hath God said.
Devil, what? Just stay.
I'm not going to let myself get beat up.
Okay. You don't grab him. I just went down and told how they didn't grab him, okay? Okay, so you don't grab him. You tempt him. Okay, so you tempt him and say, yea, hath God said?
Yea, hath God said.
And you hit him. Yeah. Is that Bible true? Hit him. Devil. You're getting beat up by God's word. You are not that strong. So let's try this again. What you're going to do is you're going to get hit with the word of God and you're going to run. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So tempt him. Tempt him. Hit him. Devil, run. You know, the thing is, you shouldn't chase the devil, okay? You just hit him and let God take care of it from there, all right? Okay? So let's see if you got this down now. There's how many parts of man?
Three.
They are the soul and the spirit. The body is a part you can. The soul is a part that communicates with. The spirit's a part that communicates with. We have three enemies, the
world, flesh, and devil.
Which enemy attacks the body?
Flesh.
And when the flesh attacks the body, what are we supposed to do?
Flee.
When the world attacks the soul, which one attacks the soul?
World.
When the world attacks the soul, preaching. Hear the preaching, increase your faith. And you use your what? Faith. When the world attacks the soul, you use your
faith.
What do you use? You use your
faith.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right. And then when the devil comes and questions the Bible, then what do? You fight. And why do you fight him? With the
word of God.
So you hit him, he runs, and you don't chase him. No. Stay there. Now, young people, thank you. All of you did a good job. I appreciate it. Thank you. You will face temptation. Determine, is it the flesh attacking me? If it is, I need to flee. I need to change some things. Is it the world attacking me? I need to hear more preaching. And if it's the devil, I've got to use the word of God on him. And it will help you to keep the decisions you make for Christ.